Yeah. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two. We in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spot.
Hey, let's go one more time for the good times. Y'all know where it is.
Hey, let's go.
Ain't nothing changed, baby.
Yeah.
Like the beat.
Wait a minute.
They do not know what Sacktown brings. When on the low, that's a Sacktown thing. Talking about us, it's a bounce out thing. Must they forgot we some Sacramento Kings. Whole squad going crazy, yeah, we back with it. Northern Cali going crazy, one sack winning. If you doubted us then, ain't no backspinning. This is real right here, ain't no catfishing. So tell me what you see now. Coming down the lane off the rebound. It's 9-16 now. Look towards the sky like the beam now. Tell them like the beam, like the beam now. You can tell them like the beam now. Tell them like the beam now. You can tell them like the beam now. Tell them like the beam, like the beam now. You can tell them like the beam now. Tell them like the beam now.
You know what we doing, man. We going verse two. We feeling good today. Come on.
Hey.
Sack crowd, make sure everyone knows. Let me tell you how this thing really goes. Yeah, we travel deep. Whether we home or on the road, we lit. You don't want that smoke. We the team of the year. We shaking things over here. Don't doubt. We believe over here. We don't bleed over here. And let me just speak real clear. I only deal with real kings over here. So tell me what you see now. Coming down the lane off the rebound. It's 9-16 now. Look toward the sky like the beam now.
Hey!
Tell them like the beam!
Hey, look, man, look. No shade to nobody. No shade to nobody. Because there's some damn good songs on there.
Here comes shade.
There's some. That's the best Light the Beam song. That song is still fire. That song is fire. Hey, no shade, because I've heard some good Light the Beam songs. That's the best one. Yeah. That boy Young Zell got the best one. That one is cold.
Well, it is. Young Zal out here procrastinating. No, I'm going to tell you that right now. Boy, July 6th was it. You know, I'm going to read the
text.
No. We ain't stalling nobody out. I'm going to read the text to you verbatim. Hang on. Talk amongst yourselves here. Because Young Zal, that dude, he out here dropping albums.
Uh-huh.
He out here making videos.
Yeah, he is. He doing that.
He out over here taking the world. Let's see.
Having more mini mansions. You know what I mean? He's doing all that. Mansions. Yeah.
Now, let's go ahead. Let's see. There's August. Go back. There's more. Oh, July.
Yeah.
Where are we at? July 5th, 9:51 p.m. DeRozan come to SAC. I'm going to have to make a Light the Beam remix. Because this city about to turn up. That was July 5th. Jesse, what's today?
According to my computer, it says it's November 7th.
November 7th. All right, Young Zell. I know Zell sees this.
What? I was going to say, look, Denzel, hey, Young Zell, what you got to do. Do what you got to do. I'm not going to mess with the creative process, but I ain't going to lie to you. I don't need the remix.
Nah,
I don't need the remix.
Nah.
I don't need the remix. The original too fire.
Nah,
I don't need the a lot of the times.
Nope.
Because I don't know. Here's the thing.
Nope.
I don't know if the beat's going to be a smacking.
Let me ask you something.
I don't know if the features is going to be a smacking.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
One more chance. Great record.
Mm-hmm.
Biggie, give me one more chance. Biggie, give me one more chance.
Mm-hmm.
One more chance.
Fire.
Big.
Fire. There's remixes that definitely work, but not all remixes work. And I don't want to mess with this. But if he decides to,
the Kirk Franklin Stomp remix with Salt.
Yeah.
That one's better.
Okay. There are remixes that work. There are remixes that don't. There are remixes we didn't ask for.
I want the remix. I don't care what this man said, Zell. You promised me a remix when we had the Mar DeRozan news. I need the remix. Need.
Hey, whatever he feel he needs to do, I'm with it, man. Shout out to my boy Young Zell. Absolutely.
That's Denzel Joyce.
Denzel Joyce. Proud papa.
Does Mark Jones know it's Young Zell? Or does he just know his name is Denzel Joyce?
That's a good question. We should ask Mark.
I don't think he's ever called him Young Zell. He always calls him Denzel Joyce.
That's a good question.
We welcome you in here to the Thursday, yeah, November 7th edition of D-Lo and KC. I'm Damian Barley.
The ultimate needle mover in God mode himself.
I'm in God mode.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live.
From the worst slums of Sacramento.
I only use this one.
I'm in God mode.
When I'm feeling real good.
Oh, yeah, you're feeling nice.
I feel nice.
Today.
Yeah, I feel nice. Listening to K-Dot on the way in.
Uh-huh.
I feel good. Yeah. Feel good, man. Sacramento Kings get a win last night. We get to spend the next couple of days talking about the Kings, talking about a good weekend in football. We've got power rankings coming up today. We got Matt George joining us in the final hour of the show.
Yeah.
We already got tomorrow's show coming together. We got what, man? I'm sorry. We are live this Monday.
Yeah.
At Sky River Casino.
That's right.
Where the biggest news in the city of Sacramento is happening.
Yeah.
For those who haven't put what happened this morning mm-hmm. with the Sac Republic in Sky River Casino together,
mm-hmm.
let us help you.
Mm.
Winter's Rancheria, Sky River Casino.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to our guy, James Hamm, the best reporter in the business. James came to us
months ago.
I'm almost hesitant to say it was a year ago. It might not have been that long ago.
It's close to it.
James came to us and said, hey, I'm hearing Sky River bought Sac Republic.
Mm.
And I'm like, all right, James, I can ask.
Yeah.
Ask. No. Go to our people again. No. James comes back. He was like, hey, I don't know, man. I got a good one here. I was like, James, I don't know. James has been all over this for, I don't know if it was a year. He's been all over this for a long time.
Uh-huh.
We've had some hints dropped to
us. Yeah, conversations have been had, but nothing said.
Nothing said. It's kind of where someone walks away and Kenny and I look at each other like, I heard it. You heard it? Okay. And then, you know, here it is. The Sac Republic have been purchased.
Yeah.
The stadium at the Rail Yards is actually getting built.
There we go. Shout out to the Wilton Rancheria tribe. Shout out to the tribal chief, man. They're getting the job done out here, baby.
Yeah, ain't no false promises and jackasses handling business.
They're getting the job done.
Now, I believe there was only one error in this entire process. The thing can't be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
There's still some people involved who don't need to be involved.
Mm-hmm.
But that's fine. You can have a little, what do they call them? It's not a complimentary title, but when the title's not really real, you're just kind of there.
Interim? Not interim. Commemorative?
There you go.
Yeah.
Emeritus. That's what you're managing partner emeritus. Get your ass over there. Sit over there and shut up. You have no say in what's going on anymore here, pal.
You called him Shaq? You called him Shaq?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he's the Shaquille O'Neal Kings minority owner. Sit your ass over there and shut up. Only mistake in the whole process.
Hey, man, shout out to the Wilton Rancheria tribe, baby. Getting things done out here in Sacramento, baby. Come on now.
One more time for the city of Sacramento.
Yes, indeed. And
we ain't gonna betray no confidence. Mm. They ain't done.
Oh no.
They ain't done.
Oh no.
Elk Grove is about to become it.
Yeah.
Pull up.
Shout out to my city.
Pull up. This Monday,
mm-hmm.
Beginning at 10 a.m. If you have D'Lo and KC gear, if you got insiders gear,
mm-hmm.
Please wear it.
Mm-hmm.
We need to show off a little bit. It's very, very important that we show off on Monday.
I told you guys this weeks ago, I need you there.
If y'all can get there a little early. Again, the insiders start at 10.
Mm-hmm.
We need our people out there for the insiders.
Mm-hmm.
But pull up on us. We're going to be watching Kings basketball immediately after the game. For those that want to go have a cigar at the humidor, we're going to do that. We're going to be having food, drinks all day long.
Hey, look. You know what's so crazy about this morning? You know what's so crazy about this morning? I was talking to the tribal chief last night. Talked to the tribal chief.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The Kings game?
Yeah. I was just my guy, what's up, baby? I was showing love or whatever. I'm going to be there on Monday. You pulling up? He's like, yeah, I'm going to try and pull up.
We might pull the tribal. Okay. So this could be confusing.
Uh-huh.
Not Aaron.
Not Aaron. That's That's the Tribal Chief.
Yeah, but the, like the actual, yes. Yeah, the actual head of the table, the very real life head of the table. We need to bring him on stage with us. We need someone to come on stage with us at 32 Brews to talk about what's going on.
He said he was going to pull up. I don't want to put no pressure on him, but when I talked, he said, "Oh yeah, for sure. I'm pulling up. So if he does come through, hey man, you gotta come on stage with us.
Yeah, yeah. We're doing that.
But that's awesome to see, man. That's awesome to see. Like you said, you talked about Elk Grove is about to be the spot.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned they not done with some stuff. Well, look, there's, I don't know. Just remember when y'all hear stuff, you know, KC was like, yo. Yeah, I'm just saying, and it's just all over the place. That's all I'm gonna say. It's just all over the place.
Yeah, it's about to get it's about to get real, as the kids say, or maybe those are the OGs that say that. But it's about to get serious. There's some amazing things coming Sacramento's way, coming Elk Grove's way, and it's gonna be a game changer. And with
we still need a Topgolf
with Hard Rock Live, with the venue, all great spots.
Mm-hmm.
You getting a third one out there closer to Sacramento, like the talking about the actual city of Sacramento.
Yep. You know, ready? You know what's crazy?
Ready?
I remember I read this article a couple years ago about, and I don't know if this is like, I don't know if this is something that is unique to just this Sacramento area, or if it happens elsewhere or whatever. The Monday night war, so to speak, of these casinos getting these acts like Bruno Mars, what the venue's doing, what they're doing out in Red Hawk, what they're doing at Hard Rock Live, what they're all because Sky River is lurking.
Yeah.
Like the battle that's going on is crazy.
For those who haven't picked up on this, like I think it was really eye opening for me because I saw Janet twice. Once as part of her tour at the Golden One Center, and then once at the venue.
Yeah.
The venue was, hey, and I don't know the number. I know the number for Bruno. I don't know the number for Janet.
Yeah.
So I'm making this number up. Hey, Janet, we got 1.5. Can you throw this in? Can you throw a stop at our intimate little spot here?
Yeah.
And she pulls up 2 hours straight, the same songs, same set list, no costume changes. Go see her a couple of months later. We go see her a couple of months later at the Golden One Center. Full on tour production, bigger lights, bigger stage, bigger all of that stuff.
Yeah.
Same set list, costume changes, a slightly bit more drunk. They're doing that with Mariah.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing it with Snoop. They're doing it with a number of people. What's that?
Can I say is that out? That's out there?
What's that?
LL coming through.
Yeah, that's out there. LL pulling up.
I would do no cut. Yeah,
you know now if you didn't. No, I think it's out there. LL Cool J is pulling up this year.
The crazy thing about that too with Janet is, hey, we got this for you. Can you fit this in your schedule? Mm-hmm. Like, here's the bag. Oh, cool. Janet left like from the venue to go to Atlanta.
Atlanta. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
It wasn't like, oh, performed. I'm in the area or whatever.
Yeah, they're performed the next day.
Yeah. What is it going to take to get you here? Okay, cool.
And the rumor has always been Bruno opened the venue at 2 mil. So this is what's going on right now with Hard Rock in the venue. Oh, yeah, They're jockeying for position, and I love them both.
Yeah, but they know what's coming down the pipeline. That's what. Boy, on that car.
By God, whose music is that?
They know, and like I said, I love them too. But they know what's coming down the pipeline. They know what's
both,
going on.
Hey, those are both beautiful venues. Great I love being in both of them.
The venue is fire.
The venue is fire.
It is fire.
Like,
Hard
the very
Rock
literal
is fire
venue
too.
Is fire. Yeah.
Yeah,
Well, the venue is more fire because it's 10 minutes from the house.
There's that too.
It's a little, Hard Rock's a little different.
I bring all that up to say we're just reaping rewards of
facts.
This Monday night wars is going on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Sacramento Kings get a win last night. Come on, man. 122 to 107. We will come back. We will talk about it. We're just getting started. We did. We did. And shout out to Vivek, who was riding for his guy last night. We'll talk about it on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. Oh, man. Oh, great start to the show, man. Great, great news for the city of Sacramento.
That's really cool. That is dope.
For Elk Grove, for our people, well, the stadium's in Sacramento, but for our people over at Sky River Casino.
I tweeted it out. Sacramento is really like Thanos getting these stones, man. Like, Republic going to have their stadium. The A's, who knows what happens? They're here for, who knows? The Kings. some things going down in East Sac with Sac State. Like, they really getting them Infinity Stones. Sacramento going up right now.
Yes, sir. And the Sacramento Kings are going up right now. With a good win against the Raptors yesterday, 122 to 107. Boy, that was interesting. Yep, I don't know any other word to use, but that was an interesting game. That third quarter did not go well for Sacramento.
I was so pissed off.
And that was one of the strangest fourth quarters I ever remember seeing, because the Kings are in a fight. They're down. They pull even. They go up. And all of a sudden, Alex Lynn is closing the game with Jordan McLaughlin.
Out of nowhere.
How did we get here?
It came out of nowhere. I had my notes for the game, and officially in that third quarter, I was telling the insider, I was like, this is ridiculous. I was getting a little pissed. I said, this is ridiculous. And, you know, they immediately got down eight, and then they immediately had this 6-0 run that kind of woke the crowd up, but they could never really get stops to get ahead. Then they found a way to get ahead. It was 101-98 with 7:41 to go in the fourth quarter. And I said, they got to find a way to create some separation here. If they don't, I don't like the way this game might end if they let them keep hanging around. Immediately go on a 12-4 run to get it 113-102 with 5 minutes left. Like, in 2 minutes, they did that. And that was it. That was all she wrote. I was very frustrated with the way that game had played out for three quarters. But then I became very happy with how they closed that game out. They pulled away in that game like they were, and I'm not calling them this, I'm just saying this is what it was like. They pulled away in this game like they were a championship contender. Like, that's what you do. You play around for three quarters. What? We're down eight. We're down. Oh, no. All right, let's turn up. And then down eight turns into up eight within.
Crazy.
Like, that's how they played last night. I don't know if that's who they are. I'm not going to say that's who they are yet, but that's what that looked like last night.
11 points for DeMar DeRozan in that fourth quarter, who is clearly coming for the Clutch Player of the Year award.
Man.
He even said that before. I was, De'Aaron got my – okay. All right. I'm going to be out there on the floor with him. De'Aaron had a productive fourth quarter as well. Malik, 7 points. In that fourth quarter.
My boy, Malik.
Man.
Malik. Hey, I love Malik. Malik was, he was El Caballo Loco.
He was a little crazy yesterday. Malik was a little crazy yesterday.
He was out there playing just solely off of vibes. Just kind of like, hey, all right, hey, why not?
What did Dave Garcia say? House of Vibes?
Yeah.
He was Club Malik last night.
He was all over the place.
Yeah, Club Malik.
You bring it up in the fourth quarter. He was a difference maker.
Yeah.
He turned up his game. He started to execute some things, and he absolutely was a difference maker. That fourth quarter, I'm sure you did notice. No lie, it was about 10 straight times down the floor. They ran the same set over and over, over and over. It was Keon bringing the ball up. He's on the, I don't know if it's right or left, but the far side closest to Vivek. And he would come off a screen to Sabonis. They give the ball to Fox. DeRozan follows Keon across, gets him on that high post up, and they just ran it over and over again and said, Toronto, stop it. And DeMar was cooking. He was doing whatever he wanted to do in that situation. Then they started to double, and then that just opened up the floodgates. And I said, this is what they got. This is what they can do. They can go to something like that that is extremely reliable, because it's more than just a one-on-one isolation on the perimeter. It's, you know, we can get somebody on the block. We can get somebody in the mid post. And he's got guard skills where he can shoot over the top. He can attack the basket. He can pass. It was just, they wore the Raptors out with that last night.
Domantas Sabonis had one of the more ridiculous games I think he's ever had. The man got a triple-double on 6 field goal attempts.
Oh, man.
He didn't miss a single shot. Now, it's the eighth game in the NBA since the 82-83 season where a triple-double, including no missed shots from the field or the line, happened.
Mm.
It is the very first NBA game in history where that, combined with no turnovers, has happened. Man. Now, I'm going to be an ass for a second
please,
here.
Please do, because I think I know where you're going.
But if my man in Denver did
come
that.
Come on, man.
They would interrupt election coverage to tell you that Nikola Jokic just had another first in NBA history. Domantas Sabonis did it, and Kingsmuse tweets it out. Shout out to Kingsmuse.
Yeah.
But this should be all over NBA Twitter.
Look, bro. NBA Today is on in the studio. 25 minutes in, I don't know because we Domas. Haven't paid attention. I don't think they've talked about it.
I know if we saw Domas.
And coming up soon. It's not even that. 25 minutes into the show, we saw NBA history last night.
They're going to get a reference at 12:57.
Come on, man. We talking about something we've never seen in the history of the game.
Perfect from the field, no turnovers, triple-double. Russ didn't do it. In the hundreds, some odd 200 triple doubles he's had, LeBron James has never done it. James Harden has never done it. Mm-mm. Chris Paul has never done it. Anyone Nikola who Jokic. Racks up triple doubles, Nikola Jokic has not done it.
I forgot one of the sites that I saw. It might have been Stat Muse, but they were talking. I don't know if people were questioning it or whatever. They said Nikola Jokic had almost a perfect game. He had like a similar thing, no turnovers maybe or whatever, but he had missed a free throw. So he had gotten that close before, but he missed a free throw in that game. Perfect from the field and missed the free throw. Sabonis with a perfect game. I that wasn't even on my radar. I didn't even think about something like that happening. And he literally had a perfect game. Wow. Wow.
No, not a figurative perfect game. In the very literal sense, Domantas Sabonis had the first perfect game in NBA history last night.
That is crazy. And to your point, like I said, I agree. I thought the same thing. If
yeah, we salty. So what?
Come on, man.
Show our guys some respect.
I need Kevin O'Connell and all them boys to dedicate to McMahon and Hollinger. Dedicate your podcast like you would if the guy in Denver would have done it.
You did 10 episodes. Netflix produced a 10-episode series that centered on how underrated this man is as a basketball player.
Mm-hmm.
Start paying attention to what he's doing, and he won't be so underrated. He's having an incredible start to this season. An absolutely fantastic, incredible start.
Fantastic. And I hate to be like this as well. We talk about Jokic. Could you imagine if that man in Indiana had done that?
Oh, my God.
Come on, man. Come on, if our guy, and he is our guy in Indiana, Tyrese Haliburton
well,
would have done that.
He is our guy because I told y'all to take the under.
Shout out to you.
I told y'all to take the under.
Shout out to you.
Hey, now, I'm going to tell you, Kyle Madsen said it best. I've never done crack, but goddamn it, I bet it hits like that. Woo! I felt like Bubbles. I felt like Bubbles in the Wire when that under hit for Tyrese Haliburton.
And it was
much
clear.
Obliged.
Wasn't
much
it clear?
Obliged. Oh, it was like four.
Yeah, it was clear. That was a lock of the day.
Now let me be perfectly clear. Your boy on one on Prize Picks.
Yeah, I see you cooking.
Your boy on one on Prize Picks.
I'm not, but I see you cooking. I see you cooking.
Okay. I'm gonna say it, and I'm gonna just say it once. Y'all want that bean money? Yo, you be gonna follow your boy, cause your boy cooking.
You can't be going outside the game.
What?
That's not bean money. That might be D-Lo money.
Well, that was just one though. It was two because I got Steph.
Saying? You can't go outside the game.
It's all bean money, man. Come on.
It is all bean money.
Come on, man. It's all bean money.
If it's on D-Lo and KC.
All money is bean money.
If it's on D-Lo and KC, it's bean money. Come on, man. Stop playing. But, man, come on, man. If our guy,
ooh,
and once again.
Oh, I just got goosebumps thinking about that Tyrese under. Man.
Wouldn't it play again?
Wasn't even close.
Let me get a future in there. if our guy Tyrese Haliburton had done that in Indiana, they'd be talking about the trade today.
Oh, for real.
They'd be talking about, I can't believe Sacramento gave up. Da, 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 da. They'd be talking about the trade today. So I don't want you to disparage Tyrese Haliburton.
Absolutely
I don't
not.
Want you to disparage Nikola Jokic.
Absolutely
I just want
not.
You to show respect
keep
to Domantas Sabonis.
Energy.
Yeah, that's it. I just want you to show respect to the man that is having, like you just mentioned, one of the best starts to the season going on right now.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
It's phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. God bless it. Nikola Jokic is a phenomenal basketball player. So is DeMar DeRozan. Yeah. It is.
Come on, man.
It is different.
He's with us now.
It is. Well, they not like us. Shout out to Uncle V.
I would have. I really like this. I got a kick out of it. That's funny.
No,
when a lot of you people say this, it's not funny or clever. But Uncle V, no, he makes me laugh.
Well, because it doesn't fit. Yeah, it doesn't fit. And we got a text like, hey, if y'all see this, wearing a they not like us shirt. What? Okay. And then there he is on TV doing the fist pump, and it's like, oh.
Uncle V is hilarious
said,
for that.
He said, you ain't coming for my superstar.
Did the photo op afterwards with it on. Yeah. Oh, man. I enjoyed that.
With Master P.
With Master P. Shout out, Master. I saw Master P last night. I only say that because that was an honor of mine. I seen he was kind of tucked off, too. I was like, hey, Master P, man. Hey, much love, much love. Shout out to Master P.
Percy, yes, indeed. The random celebrity who appeared at a Kings game. It was Master P.
He was just in New Orleans. I'm not sure why. I know why he was here, but I don't know why he decided to come. I don't know.
He now ranks above Reggie Jackson and Cedric the Entertainer as the most. Oh, wow. Reggie Jackson might be number one so far this year.
I don't know. What is Ced doing? He didn't have a show.
I don't know what either one of them. What is Reggie Jackson doing here?
I don't know either.
I don't know. Percy looked like $1 million though last night.
He looked nice.
Yeah, he did not.
He was dressed nice.
He did not show up in a hoodie and a jersey, man. Oh, he looked nice last night.
And he had the YSL pin, too. I said,
yeah,
oh,
I saw that. Was that yours?
No, that was not mine. No.
I'm just asking.
No.
It's not inconceivable.
No, it is inconceivable. That wasn't mine. Vivek was hilarious. I got such a kick. The only thing that would have been a little better is if the shirt would have said they're nothing like us.
Yeah, that would have been great.
I would have just fell
that
out.
Would have been great.
But no, that was funny to see. But to your original point.
Yes.
DeMar
DeRozan. By the way, to tie in yesterday's conversation, for those who keep in track, DeMar DeRozan, leading scorer for the Sacramento Kings.
And you know something that I saw, somebody pointed it out in the chat. I'm going to get to it because they were spot on. I should have started. But, yeah, there's a situation. There it is, Joe in Midtown. In that fourth quarter, he says, when DeMar would get the ball on the wing, there was a buzz at G1C. It's remember how we used to talk about when Davion would, like, start defending somebody one-on-one and people would just kind of rise and there's a buzz? They kept running that play over and over again on the Raptors. And once DeMar would get that ball in the mid-post, get on that. It was.
Why does that sound like Draymond Green?
Hey, but no, there.
No,
but it is a thing.
Yeah,
it is a thing, and it's a thing, especially in the fourth quarter, or if they're like trying to come back in the third quarter. He gets that ball, mid post, mid range. Everybody's on the edge of their seat or standing up. It's I can't wait to see this all year long. It's going to be phenomenal. This is going to be phenomenal. He's the truth. He is the truth.
Yeah, the Kings have a first ballot Hall of Famer on the roster now. And he is still very much at 36. You know, it doesn't ring like when you say this guy's 40 and that guy dropped 39 last night. We have to at some point talk about the Lakers. But there's two things that are happening today because we got to give due and we got to laugh. And we'll do this today. The Warriors are really good.
And they can
go. They're legit.
They can go.
And it turns out they've landed the greatest shooter of all time. And I'm not talking about Steph.
What the hell is going on around here?
Hey, look, we've said this from jump. We watch basketball. We watched them last night. Like, hey, we got a problem.
Yeah,
they do not suck.
No.
And they're not playing like they're good.
That's a good ball club.
The Lakers aren't. And J.J. Redick is sick of it.
J.J. Redick, he might not be cut out for this.
And I think that it's, well, I disagree, sir, because The highlight of my day has become whenever Jason Jones sends us a text, oh, I know it's good. I know it's fantastic.
They're not even 10 games in, and he's sick of this. He's sick of the questions. Bro, what?
He is. He ain't having it.
He's not having it.
And
the Warriors, you misspoke. You misspoke.
Okay.
The Warriors may have, you said, the best shooter of all time. They may have the second best shooter of all time. Because the best shooter of all time is Chris Boucher when he plays the Kings. My gosh. I was sitting next to our guy Verlade yesterday in the media section real quick. And I swear I was doing the Mets too every time he drained another three. No.
Throwing the towel.
What? He didn't miss until he started missing.
Well, the thing is, what made it worse is he hit all three in a row in the first quarter. That's what makes it so bad is he just – everyone's saying, oh, this guy, there's no way he's going to do it again. One. All right, man, whatever. Two. Three. And you hear the goal. You hear the crowd like just throwing stuff all over the place. This is ridiculous. Popcorn flying. Yeah, not good.
The whole damn G1C was doing the Met too. The whole damn
punching the air like crazy boys minute. In the hood. It is terrible.
Oh man, I can't look. Miss Mac-10 said, and the at the half, we better come out with a plan for that guy. And I said, yeah, the plan is to trade for him. Go get him. How about that?
Well,
go get him.
Who is it? Derek Smith? Who's James telling us about? Yeah. Well, the Derek Smith Award goes to Chris Boucher.
Yeah, he's got it right now. He's got the belt.
Man, that man had 17 points yesterday.
Man.
Hit three threes, three for three in the first quarter.
Oh, no, nah, Monty, we got to get him here, Monty. We got to get him here. Man.
He played 5 minutes and 45 seconds. And left the quarter with 9 points.
Just came in cooking.
Stupid.
Oh,
just,
man.
And that kind of set the tone for, okay, this is going to be an annoying night.
Yeah.
And it was. I mean, I guess you could feel however you want to about the way that the first half went, the first three quarters went. But I'm of the belief they handled business in the fourth quarter, and that's all that matters. And they handled it, like I said, no – Alex Lynn and Jordan McLaughlin finished the game. I think Kobe Jones finished the game.
Kobe Jones, Isaac Jones was in there too.
Yeah, because they said, "Here come the Joneses."
I think
the only one who wasn't out there was Mason.
Yeah, Mason didn't get out there. I think Mason was
in street clothes.
Yeah, good call. I was going to ask you though, like, what I was very frustrated in the third quarter, and that frustration with the way they played in the fourth quarter, went completely away, and I was, like, happy. I was happy because they turned it up a notch. They showed they could do that. But what did you think about that game? Just, like, was it just, oh, normal win, or were you frustrated that they didn't handle business earlier? Or?
No, if I'm – I mean, yeah, I was annoyed, just like everybody else was in the third quarter.
For me, it was kind of like it was – all right, what's going on? It's like, oh, they're on the fourth quarter. And just kind of like, all right, all the Warriors are gone now. It's kind of like they kind of just figured it out. They're playing normal basketball again.
Yeah, there was kind of a, when that third quarter was happening, it was like, they're not going to lose to them. Like, this is, they can't. Like, they're not going to lose to them.
Mm-hmm. I kind of had that feeling.
Fourth quarter time is coming. Like, they'll close.
Mm-hmm.
And then the run starts to happen, and it's kind of like I feel good about this. And I was like, as soon as they tie the game, or take a 1 point lead, whatever scenario presented, as soon as I'm gonna feel perfectly fine. Like they're gonna close this out completely. It's just sometimes you got to get over that last hump to get there.
Yeah.
And I didn't feel like they really struggled to do that. Like I know people are frustrated with the way the third quarter went. And that's perfectly fine. No cap, I didn't feel like they were losing that game.
Yeah, I didn't think so either. I was frustrated.
Chris Boucher three away from me changing my mind, but I didn't feel terrible about it.
I was frustrated with that third quarter because it was like what you talked about. They couldn't get enough stops. They closed the gap. They had gotten down eight, and then they closed the gap to get it to within one, within two. and they could never, and within three, and they could never get the stop they needed to get over the hump. Once they got over the hump and took the lead, I was like, yeah, they're good. I still never thought they were going to lose the game, but I was like, okay, they're good. Just create some separation, because if you don't, I don't want nothing stupid happening. Man, they created separation like that. Like, yep. it was a tidal wave. And, you know, that, once again, I'm cautiously optimistic with what I think this team is and who they can be. But it's almost like we're at that point now where they play teams like that and you're down eight and it's like, they're not going to lose this game.
You know,
like, they'll turn it on.
You know what conversation kept coming back to me was our final hour conversation with James, where we just kind of started like, I think this team is really good.
Mm.
You know, because we were talking about DeMar.
Mm-hmm.
And you start talking about DeMar, and then you talk about the way that Domas' season has started. De'Aaron, I think most of us would argue De'Aaron is not playing his best basketball right now. We'll go over some of De'Aaron's numbers here in a few minutes. De'Aaron is not playing bad at all. And you throw in what Keegan's doing. We're going to talk about what Keegan is doing here in a minute. This team is good. And I was like, man, 4-3. I know that doesn't feel great. Then you look at the games that they lost. You see these single digit games. It's like, man, I think they're good. They get out of that game last night against the Raptors. They're going to have a significantly, in my opinion, a tougher test on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
You could argue what sort of talent the Clippers have, and that's perfectly fine. That's a tough, as you said yesterday, that's a tough basketball team. That's a well-coached basketball team.
Yep.
And Mike is going to have to be on his game on Friday. The team is going to have to be on their game on Friday. But it really just ends with the fact, I think the Kings have a good basketball team.
I think so, too. I think so, too. And you look, like I said, we'll break it all down a little bit more, but you look at what's out there. Just, you know, in the fourth quarter, not the last 2 minutes because they emptied the bench.
Mm-hmm.
But in crunch time, they've got so many places they can go that are proven commodities, whether it's DeRozan, Fox, Sabonis pick and roll. You still got Keegan Murray lurking around there, being able to hit threes. Malik Monk is the ultimate wild card. And a lot of the times, I think that's, especially in the regular season, this was kind of my thought on them winning 52 games. In the regular season, when teams are flying in and out of cities and, you know, who knows if it's back-to-back, 4 and 5 night, whatever, they're just not going to be mentally and strategically prepared to deal with that on a night-to-night basis. That's too much firepower for a lot of teams in this league to deal with on a night-to-night basis. And I still think they're trying to figure out exactly how they want to go about it. When I talk about the Sacramento Kings, they still got room to grow. They're not hitting threes like that yet.
Right. Yeah. And Will Z had a great number on that we'll get to in a second.
I think if they can be above average, I'll say that's the minimum bar on defense, above average to good. Like, they'll win.
I'm glad they're a lot better than that.
Mm. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know, like, if they're going to be a lot better than that, like, this season, then it's going to be tough to stop them, because you got five guys who can go off at any point. DeMar's just kind of like, all right, every day is just consistent. Then you throw in who's going to be next, Keegan or whoever. Like, they're going to be tough to stop. It's just a matter of, I think, when they lose, like, oh, Kings didn't get enough stops in the fourth that night or something.
Will Z is going to love this show because we got numbers. We'll talk about it. We said the Sacramento Kings have a good basketball team. Do they have an identity? Those are things that we'll all talk about today. Let's open the Elk Grove Kia talk line for you. You want to get in? Let's talk about your Kings. 916-909-1320. It's a good day to be with D-Lo and KC here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Woo! Sky River Casino, where we will be live this coming Monday, 32 Brewer Street. Sky River Casino in the news today. The insiders kick off the festivities for the first time at Sky River Casino at 10 a.m. Of course, D'Lo and KC takes the stage at noon. The Sacramento Kings take the screen at 5.
Mm-hmm.
Spend the day at the casino. It's Veterans Day, celebrating veterans all day long. And, of course, if you have the means and ability, bring some canned food, some non-perishable food with you. That's to kick off our canned food drive for the Elk Grove Food Bank. Sky River does some amazing work for the community in Elk Grove, and they know how dope you guys are. So if you're pulling up, we would love for you to pull up. We actually need you to pull up. A new boss is there.
Yeah.
And, well, he needs to know.
Yeah. Let them know what time it is. Shout out to the new Aaron.
It took about 2.5 years to get our last boss's attention for her to understand that this just wasn't a cute little show. And our broadcast at Sky River Casino was a big reason why. So if y'all got the gear, insider's gear, D'Lo and Casey gear, throw it on. Come through. Let's get to these phone lines. 916-909-1320, the Elk Grove Kia talk line. We will talk with our man TC. TC, what's up, baby?
Yes, sir. What's up with my two brothers?
What's up, TC? How you doing, man?
Oh, man, feeling good. You know, listen, that's what we were talking about in the beginning, right?
TC, I'm going to be honest, dog. You sound terrible.
Yeah, I thought it was just me, but yeah.
Y'all got me better now.
That's better.
Let's do it. Hey, so look, like we was talking about, D-Lo, Kenny, Jesse, what we was talking about, the team being scary, bro. If we playing defense like we is like now and get better, bro, and scoring, it's over. That's what you was talking about, Kenny, with the score. Listen, I know what you're talking about with the scoring power, dog, but they playing defense like this too. D-Lo, this is a scary situation, bro.
Okay.
They stepped it up on the defensive end in that fourth quarter. That was impressive.
Well, that was pretty much too when the game kind of went the other way for them. It was like once they started getting stops, it was over. It wasn't even close. Like it turned into a close game to where, all right, let's get the bench players in here with 3 minutes left.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's talk to our brother. Oh, real quick. Happy 43rd birthday to our man Russ.
Hey, Russ, man. What's up, Russ?
Russ come through to many live shows, many watch parties. Russ, happy birthday, man. We appreciate how much time you spend with us here on the daily, man. Happy birthday. Hope you come to celebrate with us on Monday.
Pull up, big dog.
916-909-1320, Elk Grove Kid Talk Line. What's happening, Norm?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
We're good, man. How you doing?
Doing good. I was just wondering what you guys would think a comp in other sports would be for what Domas did last night.
Well, in baseball, perfect game.
Perfect passer rating, maybe?
Perfect passer rating. But sometimes you can get that with
incompletions.
Yeah.
I mean, what Jared Goff did? 18 for 18?
How that's not a perfect passer rating, I don't know. Was that a perfect passer
It had
rating?
To have been. He didn't throw an interception. How could it not have been?
Completed every pass. I would think so. I don't know. But, yeah, that's what it would be. Jared Goff, his game against the Seahawks.
I mean,
what he do?
Lamar Jackson every other week.
Yeah. Well, so, look, here's the thing, though. It would probably be Jared Goff, but maybe running for a touchdown or two. Because he wasn't just perfect from the field. Yeah. He had a triple-double. He had assists. He had rebounds, all this other stuff. It would probably be, you made every – pass completion that you had, you threw for a couple of pass touchdowns, and then you ran for a couple. Maybe you ran for 50 yards, you know what I mean, and a touchdown and a score. That's what it would probably be in football. That was crazy. Listen. Somebody's telling us Jared Goff wasn't.
He's redacted Sun Devils.
I saw last night. Well, what up, big dog? Yeah. He's saying that Jared Goff wasn't a perfect passer rating because he didn't throw a minimum of 20 passes.
Well, we just got to refer to him as he from now on. I don't want him to get in any trouble. He.
Can we call him ECW?
ECW.
We got WCW and ECW. That's funny. That's a good idea. And the best part about it is he won't even get it. So he's ECW and Chris
I saw him last night too, man. What's up, big dog? How you doing, man?
Let's get Mitch in here. Mitch,
there we go.
What's going on, buddy?
How's it going, D-Lo? Casey, how you guys doing? A nice sweatshirt.
Wow,
apologize before.
He went D-Lo today.
Happy birthday, Russ.
Yeah, you apologized.
Happy birthday, 43. It's fine. I'll switch with you if you want. But anyway, we had another big guy that can throw in here. Could you just know how much better Sabonis will play? I mean, the guy's a triple-double machine. It's amazing. And I don't know why. I guess I'm doing all the talking. I apologize. I don't give you guys
that's what you're supposed
to
do.
Apologize.
You're fine, Mitch. We love hearing from you.
Before I get to Soto.
There's more.
I wish the Kings didn't let go. They just let him go. The guy from Boston backs up.
Nemias Cater.
Is that how you say his name?
Nemias Cater. Yeah.
Kinter, right?
No,
Cater, almost.
Almost. It's. I don't know. Can he not hear me? It's Nemias Cater.
Now I hear you.
Okay, all right. Thanks. Sorry about that, Mitch. Okay. All right, we're good. All right, thanks, Mitch. No. All right.
That was a good point by Mitch, though.
Nemi Escada is good. We'll talk more about Nemi later. 916-909-1320. Damn. And now we're all just going to be wondering what Mitch wanted to say about Juan Soto. Damn it.
Now, there's a little touch and go there. I wasn't sure if Mitch could hear us, if we could hear him.
I don't think Mitch. Mitch was concerned he was doing all the talking, which was odd.
Yeah,
and he also went with D-Lo. I don't remember him calling me D-Lo.
He was apologizing. He tweeted me, apologized for something that happened. We called on the insiders with 7 seconds left in the show. And he was positive. I was like, there's nothing to apologize for. Are you good? Like, nothing happened. You all right, big dog? We love hearing from you.
Did you see the clip where he attempted to execute the Negro League again on the insiders?
Oh,
he was successful, and he celebrated his success on the air.
Oh, man. Okay, Mitch, just be careful.
Let's not try that exercise on the air anymore, Mitch.
That's my guy. Mitch is my guy, but
I'm still bugging that he went with D-Lo. That was crazy.
Well, you know, maybe he's more comfortable now.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
That was the informal greeting.
I'm with it. 320-point scores for the Kings again last night. Of course, DeMar led the way with 27. De'Aaron led the way with 21. That boy, Keegan Murray.
Ooh.
22-12. I know he's not super efficient right now, but man, I feel like Keegan is a difference maker right now.
He was the truth last night. I loved his game. I love the way he's played all year. Like you said, maybe the efficiency isn't there the way we would want it to, but I thought he's played well all year long. But last night, I mean, that was like, we talk about DeMontis Sabonis, perfect game. That was almost like the perfect Keegan Murray game. Perfect Keegan Murray game. You get, you know, about 15 to 17 shots, knock down 9 of them. You know, you're hitting your 3-ball. You're rebounding at a high rate. Not expecting them to, you know, average 12 rebounds or nothing like that. But that, when I say perfect, like, that's it. That's what we all love from Keegan. 22, you know, 9 to 12 rebounds. I even say 8 to 12 rebounds, good defense, hitting your threes. If you get that from Keegan Murray on a semi-regular basis, the ceiling of this team just goes to a whole nother level. Like, we could be talking about some of the unimaginable things that we're afraid to talk about, right?
Yeah, right,
like,
for real.
We could be talking about, like, this team could go to the NBA Finals.
Yep.
Like, it's really real if that's what you're getting from him. And like I said, I'm not expecting him to do that. But if he can, if every 3 games or so he goes above his averages like this, man.
I think he's showing the aggressiveness that we wanted to see from him, too.
That's the other thing.
He's active in every game. Mm-hmm.
That's the other thing. The lack of efficiency. Like, he got up like 17 shots last night.
Yeah,
give me that.
Yeah, 9 of 17.
Give me that, because at some point he's going to be more efficient.
Yep.
And it starts becoming, what'd you say he was last night?
9 of 17.
It starts becoming 10 of 17,
mm-hmm.
11, 12 of 19. Give me that.
Mm-hmm.
Give me that every time.
Yep. I love the way he's been playing. And like you said, the efficiency will come. He will start shooting the ball better. He'll start shooting the ball better from beyond the arc and everything. But if he's got, like I said, I'm just going to, you know, just hedge my bet a little bit. Give me 8 to 12 rebounds, you know, on a game. Not a night, but like on a particular game. Give me that 17 to 22. Give me in that range. Man, now, like I said, now we're not even being – we're talking about some scary things that could be going on for the Sacramento Kings if Keegan is doing that. Because I think it's bona fide and certified. DeMar is going to give you what he's going to give you.
Yeah. Questions asked and answered.
Yeah, that's something you could take to the bank. Sabonis, even if he is shooting 6 times, he's going to find a way to give you like 15 to 18 points at the very least. Mm-hmm. You may get up into the 20s. De'Aaron, who – we'll talk about him. He's had an interesting start to the season, but he's showing you. Like last night, I didn't think he played great. 21 points. Like, he just, he wakes up and he's going to give you 20 if he steps on the floor. You had Keegan being able to give you like a guaranteed 17 points a night with Malik giving you his 13 to 18. And come on, man. There's too much firepower. Too much.
Incredible. Absolutely incredible. King. This is some funny notes from last night. Kings got to the foul line 32 times. It's like, who are they? Like, who is this basketball team?
Well, give the other number that'll make you say, now who the hell is this?
28 of 32 for 87.5%.
I mean, maybe they've just figured it out finally.
And the one that I'm, and maybe that's it, but the one I'm hung up on the most, like getting to the line 32 times is incredible. I'm hung up on the Miami one because they only shot 13 free throws, or I think it was like 13 free throws. Was it 15?
Yeah.
Maybe they made 13 because missed
they
two. They only missed two. It was a 1-point game. How many times have they lost the game by one and we go, man, they missed 5 free throws in this one. They missed 6 free throws in this one. They missed 2 free throws in a 1-point game. You look at that stuff and you go, that is, go back to last year and look. That is, I mean, everyone will point to Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. That is the very literal difference between winning and losing.
Yeah.
And I, this team's different.
Yeah. Different. And look, they're doing it in a couple of different ways, right? Because usually we like, oh, free throws, making free throws or whatever. DeMar made a bunch of free throws. DeMar was 3 of 3. De'Aaron was 9 of 10.
Mm-hmm.
Sabonis was 5 of 5 mm-hmm. from the free throw line last night. It's the guys who were here last year and struggled at the line who are stepping their game up at the line. And I was nervous to even say anything during that because then they're losing. They were still like, they had missed like 2 free throws. And I was like, I wanted to tweet out, but I was some things I just like, man, whatever, I'll say it. But some things I'm still a little nervous about. I was going to say, well, at least they're still making their free throws. I said, you know what, I'll just
well, you know who else said that? You know who else said that? Domas.
Mm.
Domas was talking to G-Man after the game, and shout out to Deuce and Mo for putting these clips on the podcast. Otherwise, I'd never hear him.
Mm-hmm.
He was asked. The G-Man was like, "Man, you guys are hitting free throws, and what's like what's going on? Like it was so different last year." And Domas was like, "Yeah, you know, I don't want to talk about it." He's like, "Yeah, no, we're just locked in. Like I don't want to talk about it." And so I'm glad you didn't tweet it. I think the Kings are probably glad you didn't tweet it because they don't even want to talk about it. And remember how many times they said last year, it's not a story if you're making them.
Yep.
It becomes a story when you start missing them.
Yeah.
And so now they're like, hey, we're making them. Don't make it a story. This is what we're supposed to do. Don't make it a story. I don't want to talk about it.
It, like
free throws got people scared to death.
Hey, we lived through it. They was like, this is a Sacramento thing. Like they have a bad history with free throws here.
Yeah.
We're talking about like earlier in the chatty house, and you guys had told me like they're playing good defense and all that. Like they're hitting free throws. Like they're Keegan is aggressive now, and it's like think about all the things they're doing now, and it's just if not for 2 absurd runs against the Lakers and Minnesota, like you're 6-1 basketball team. I don't know if I want to be early with it, but if they continue, it's at least 50 wins.
I think so. That's just a good team. You just watch them on a night-to-night basis, and you we did this exercise when we were talking about Troy Daniels yesterday, right? And we went back on YouTube and looked at the highlight. We said, look at the team on the court. The hell?
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. Like, what is this?
Rajon Rondo with Costa Cooper.
Darren Collison. And
Willie Cauley-Stein.
Yeah, it's like, what? Do that on the complete flip side now. Look who's on the court. RIP flip side. You know the vibes.
Damn shame.
Look who's on the court. We talking about, oh, yeah, DeRozan, Murray, Sabonis, Fox, Monk. What?
Mm-hmm.
They're legit good like that. Legit.